This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Apologies if that commercial break felt long because I almost just died. There was about 30 seconds left of the commercial break, and I've been eating my lunch that Anthony bought for me because he lost competition Wednesday. And today was the day that he was going to pay up and buy lunch. And I had some food go down the wrong pipe, Ant.
Were you eating too fast? Were you chowing down too like, what was going on over there?
I don't know. I mean, I will say that I felt like I almost choked earlier. Part of it is, I would just say what we got. We got some Chipotle. And I tried the new smoky brisket. Those commercials have worked on me. I've been wanting to try it. And so when you handed your phone to me to order in their app, I was like, ooh, I want to try that smoky brisket. So part of it is like the smokiness, I think, has just been ruminating and playing with me a little bit. But like, dude, I don't know whether it was a rice or corn kernel. Something got caught. And I coughed so hard. I think I might have pulled a rib. That did not feel good. I think I actually dodged a bullet, but I had a moment where I'm like, that really hurt in my ribs and I'm going to deal with that later. But I also had no water in my water bottle. So that's why I was like actively choking. I mean, coughing. So it wasn't like I was about to die, but it felt like it. And so I tapped on the glass to Anthony's studio and pointed to my watch like, I need more time. With 30 seconds left in the commercial break. And then I went and filled up my water. And then as I was over there, the rooster was just departing the building. He had gone, taken a pit stop on the way out. He hasn't been there since the end of his show, just in case people were wondering. He was putzing around the building. And then I saw his bag. And then I was like, Chris, I almost just died. And he's like, that sounds bad. And I was like, yeah. He's like, were you on the air? I was like, no, thank God. But there was 30 seconds left in the commercial break, and piece of corn almost from the corn sauce almost took me out.
I was a corn? I thought it was going to be like a black bean or...
I think it was the corn.
Okay.
At some point, I coughed, and it felt like a piece of corn lodged loose, which is disgusting to say out loud, but that's what happened since you asked.
Man, I think that's what happens when you clean your bowl. I'm looking over here and it looks spotless.
No, there's still some. I mean, that's the thing that's disappointing is I still have food. I'm eating lunch at 15 or 2 minutes at a time at 4:15 during these commercial breaks because we didn't get lunch till 3:50.
Yeah, I ordered to the wrong place. I did get a full refund though, so I was very happy about that.
Oh, so you had to reorder it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for getting my order right.
No problem.
Second time around?
Yeah.
Good work out of you. If you had picked games that well, maybe you wouldn't owe me lunch in the first place.
Would you say?
I shouldn't say anything, considering what's about to happen.
Yeah, I can't wait for an hour. Because guess what, Craig? It's double. So you get to spin the wheel twice.
Did I say that?
Yes, yes.
We said it's double this week?
Yes, 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 yes.
I want the tape on that one.
I got you.
Anthony's like, just sign me up. All right. Let's get back to the show. It's time for our NFL tiers. Anthony.
I'm saying it, Craig.
What are you saying?
The Commanders are a prime contender. What's up, baby? I'm joking.
I'm saying it.
Oh!
No.
Oh, I was about to say, good gracious.
No.
All these media pundits, they out here saying we are contenders. Top five in the NFL.
There's just no way I can, after 4 weeks... When a rookie quarterback has never won a Super Bowl on a team that we don't think is that talented, despite the fact that they're playing really well and they're clearly well coached and all of that, I cannot in good faith put you in prime contenders. Puncher's chance, Well, we'll get there, but let's go in order and get to our prime contenders. Last week, we had a couple of teams that we kind of were waiting to see on, and so we got some decisions to make here. Prime contenders, starting with the Kansas City Chiefs. They have not particularly played great. They lost Rashee Rice, but they're 4-0. What do? You keep them.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ravens, they beat the ever-loving crap out of the Bills. They get to stay, even though they're 2-2.
Yep.
And we kind of said, if the Bills beat the Ravens, we're going to have to drop them.
Get the stepping, man.
But they didn't. The Lions, they did a nice job against the Seahawks. They gave up a ton of yards, but like they create turnovers. They don't let you score in the red zone very efficiently. Like, I'm not that concerned about their defense. Also, I think the Seahawks are good. The game was in Detroit. Like, Detroit Lions, they stay in prime contenders. The Bills, I know they got their asses handed to them, but how good they were the first 3 weeks, and they got their asses handed to them by another prime contender. They were due for a stinker. They had their stinker. I'm much more interested in what they do the next 2 weeks. Like, obviously, they could have solidified themselves, but like, I'm not going to overreact to that loss. I think the Bills are still really good.
I think we leave them here.
Okay.
I feel like if we make that case, then we have to make the same case for the team after them.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Literally the same storyline.
But here's the difference. One has the guy who going into this past weekend was the undisputed MVP of the league, and the other has Geno Smith as their quarterback. And like, Geno's good, but he's not Josh Allen.
Yeah, but they lost to a prime contender, and it was a very good game.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good game. The Seahawks, oh man, the fourth downs, getting behind on the chains, they hurt themselves, to be honest. I will leave them here, though.
Okay, I'm willing to leave them here for another week. Who do the Seahawks have this week, especially? Let's check that out. Seattle Seahawks schedule over the weekend. They have the Giants on Sunday. So if they go out and beat the crap out of the Giants, they can definitely stay next week. And then they have a Thursday night tilt with the San Francisco 49ers. So that'll be fun. But Seahawks, they can stay for now. Vikings, I think they obviously stay. They were great. I think the question is their opponent. Like, we put the Packers up here, and we kind of put those stars by them and said, hey, let's see what happens when Jordan Love gets back. And we kind of insulated them from dropping down. And they, by the way, played well enough with Malik Willis, a quarterback, to show us some things. I am probably more concerned about their defense with some of the stuff that happened, although Minnesota's great. But I kind of, like, the second half also counts.
I was about to say.
They came back. They showed their mettle. Love is only going to get better as he gets healthier. Like,
he's not going to throw three interceptions.
I would tell you this, and especially the ones he threw. Like, there's one that's kind of a lucky play. There's one that's just a ridiculous play by the Vikings defender, and the Vikings have a knack for doing that stuff. Other teams do not. If the Packers and Seahawks played on a neutral field on Sunday, who would you pick?
Ooh, neutral
actually,
field?
Actually, let me say this. If they play in 3 weeks, presuming that Love is, that way we give Love extra time to get healthy and there's no new big injuries.
Is Jair coming back as well? Because he missed this game.
That's also true. He is coming back, right?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah, and not that we always just want to say, oh, injuries don't matter in these rankings, but I kind of think for them, they've already shown that they can go toe-to-toe while wounded,
yeah,
and they're only getting healthier at this point. So, I mean, obviously, that could change. They could get four more injuries this weekend, and then we'd have to be like, well, they're just not the same team. But I think we keep them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I just don't think Jordan Love is going to play as poorly as he did. To be honest, I don't think he should have played. I think they should have allowed Malik Willis to play that game and then give him more of a tune-up game. Because I think this week they have a easier matchup.
All right, so the Packers are staying.
Yeah.
There is one team that I want to move back up.
Ooh.
That I want to move back up. If there's any other teams that you want to talk about, we can. I would like to move the Niners back up. Because I still think that when they get healthy, they are really good. I know all they did was beat the crap out of the Patriots. But they shellacked them. They beat another team that defensively is going to have some really nice games this year. They beat them by 17, and they scored 30. And they still don't have McCaffrey. And again, we're not doing, hey, your injuries don't count. It's immune. It's how do you play without those players and how well Mason has played. Like the Rams game was a funky anomaly, and they should have won that game. They've had some other performances that are not as good, but I think that, you know, they typically start a little slower. Kyle makes the tweaks. They figure it out. I think the San Francisco 49ers are as dangerous as they've ever been, and I think they belong in prime contenders.
I think offensively, they definitely are, even without McCaffrey. Defensively, I still got my questions, still got my concerns.
That's fair.
Even though Fred Warner did had an insane pick six, but again, it's the Patriots that they're doing this against. So I want to see what they do moving forward. I want to see if the defense can get back to like what they used to be. This was one of the most feared defenses for years. And
but remember, they got a new D coordinator, yep, who's theoretically should get better as the year goes.
Yeah, hopefully.
Not always how that works, but I think that they can trend the right direction.
Okay.
So you're not opposed?
No, I'm not opposed.
Niners up. Okay. Anybody else that you think should be considered?
No.
Okay. No. So we will review if there's anybody that needs to go down, and is there anybody in the interesting but not quite good enough tier? Washington Commanders, who might need to come up into puncher's chance. We will discuss next. It's our tier rankings, NFL tiers, on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, where we are always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in 12 minutes, Clinton Yates talking Commanders with us here on the Hoffman Show, Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Right now, though, we continue with our NFL tier rankings, and we have anointed the prime contenders as the Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Bills, Seahawks, Vikings, Packers, and 49ers. Currently living in puncher's chance, the Philadelphia Eagles. Do we do anything with the Philadelphia Eagles, Anthony?
Man, it's getting hard, you know, trying to defend these guys. I say we give them one more week.
I say I'm willing to leave them here until they are back, and like their guys are back, as in AJ and Devontae, or at least one of them, and they're still this bad.
They have a bye, right? This week, though.
Oh, do they have a bye?
I think they have a bye this week.
So I think that's right, because I had to find a tight end replacement in fantasy for Dallas Goedert.
When they come back.
Also, the Lions have a bye, so I'm down Goedert and LaPorta.
Dang.
Yeah.
I thought LaPorta was hurt.
He was, but I think he's back. But now, I don't know. Either way, he's not available to me.
Yeah.
So, Cade Otton, welcome to the team.
Yeah, they're on a bye. So, again.
Yeah, so Eagles, congrats. You get to stay because you're not playing, which right now is good for you. So, we'll see what happens after the bye. Cowboys, what do we think about them?
These guys stink! the Cowboys... I think we leave them here. They're 2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we leave them here. Again, they just have so much talent on that team. For them not to be in this category, this puncher's chance category.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a chance we have to move them out after the next couple of weeks. Like,
yeah.
Their next three games at Pittsburgh on Sunday night versus Detroit, and Detroit coming off the bye,
Good
and
Lord.
Then at San Francisco.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for Dallas, so.
No, I don't either. but enjoy your house while we while it's there. In this neighborhood. Houston Texans. I guess they're still in puncher's chance. They won. It wasn't impressive, but
nope.
They won.
Yeah.
The Bucks showed why exactly this is called the puncher's chance tier. When the Bucks are good, Jesus, they are good. When the Bucks are bad, you're like that. You belong in the basement.
Yeah, and also it's just the fact that I think they're being well coached. Like they got so many injuries, so the Eagles really don't have excuses because the Bucks are finding ways to get it done.
Yeah, Steelers. They lost to the Colts, but like,
yeah, I'm leaving them there.
Their defense is still nasty. Yeah. The Jets.
Ah, that was a horrible loss. Horrible loss to the Broncos.
I'm out on the Jets for right now. At the very least for right now.
Yeah, they need to.
Goodbye. Back down you go.
Yeah.
No. With a side of no. They trade for Devontae Adams, and then that works. Like, we'll talk, but right now, no. And then you got the two teams that played each other. You got the Falcons and you got the Saints.
Man, that was a thriller. I'm leaving both of them there.
I kind of think so. I'm curious to see if the Saints can turn it back around. And the Falcons, like, they're finding ways while they're still not good offensively. So what happens if the offense starts to click?
Yep.
And defensively, like, again, they're doing enough.
Yes, they are.
Teams that are a consideration for coming up. Interesting, but not quite good enough tier. The Bears.
No.
Yeah. Congrats. You beat the Rams, who really kind of pooted the game away. Speaking of the Rams, I think they stay put.
Yep.
The Chargers are a team that if they can get healthy, I wonder if we have them up by later in the season.
Yeah, I think in 2 weeks.
I think it's hard to put them up now. They scored 10 points against the Chiefs and lost 17-10. But defensively, like, okay, you held the Chiefs to 17. And offensively, you're a mess right now trying to figure it out, but at least you know who you are. The problem is, like, you're a team that wants to run the football and be big and physical, and you are down your top two tackles.
Yeah.
So if they can get healthy, offensive line and quarterback, because Herbert's still, you know, hindered, I think that's good.
Yep.
All right. But they belong where they are for now. The Patriots.
They can stay. I'm not going to disrespect them enough.
But I'm literally moving them down on the list.
Okay.
I'm putting them down to remind us when we copy and paste this list as a starting point next week that if they get their doors blown off again, you're going down into no chance. The Colts. Your Colts.
They can stay.
I think they stay.
Yeah, I need to see them go and beat the Jags. Yeah, that's what I need. And I need AR to stay on the field.
That would be nice. Or Joe Flacco to just be last year's Joe Flacco again.
Man.
Cincinnati, they have won one game. Finally.
Yeah.
They beat the Panthers. You don't get to move up for beating the Panthers,
no.
But I think their offense has looked like their offense, which is a good sign for them moving forward.
Yes.
The Raiders, they're fine where they are. Yeah. I'm not. The Broncos.
Yeah, we're not talking about
them. Yeah, we don't even talk about them. The Titans, congrats. You're off the schneid. You can stay. You were on the verge of going down in the boo-boo tier, but you get to stay. The Browns.
The Browns are two blowouts away from being no chance in heck.
I think that's correct, despite the fact that they have a top-10 defense.
Yep.
We'll come back to the team that's listed next for obvious reasons. Obvious only to me and Anthony because we're the only ones that can see this document, but for obvious reasons. The Giants.
They can stay here.
They can stay for right now.
Yeah.
Man, if Malik Nabers is out for any extended period of time, they're going to stink.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, they're interesting, all right. Because they beat the Rams by a similar score that Washington beat them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they got beat 42-14. The Dolphins.
They need Tua to come back.
They sure do. The Dolphins are very close to getting moved down.
I mean, they're in no chance in heck until Tua comes back.
You want to know what? I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm actually legitimately Miami Dolphins. You are being moved down, and we'll see if anyone's going to join you. We have one more team to discuss, the Carolina Panthers. Do they get to stay up because Andy Dalton's at least making them interesting?
Yeah, I think we keep them there.
I think. So the
they're fighting back at
the
least.
The Jags lost again. You can't lose and get out of no chance. So congrats to the state of Florida for having two of your three teams in no chance in heck, the Jags and the Dolphins. Which leaves one final team, Anthony. The Washington Commanders.
Woo! I think we got to move them up, man.
I do believe that as of today, the Washington Commanders have graduated out of the interesting but not good enough tier into the puncher's chance tier. Now, is it a gigantic haymaker that would need to land? Yeah, you got a rookie quarterback who's playing out of his mind that needs to basically continue playing out of his mind. And you have a defense that played better the last 2 weeks. The results really showed it last week. They need to continue to improve. That is hard to do in a season, especially when you don't have a ton of talent. But if you're telling me all this team needs to do to make the playoffs with the way this offense is playing is maintain 85% to 90% of their production on offense and improve from they've already gone from like the 28th to the 22nd to the 18th best defense, not even top half. And they can compete. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think they belong. And their offense is a nightmare to defend because they do everything well. So I think the Washington Commanders belong in our second highest category, 2 of 4, in puncher's chance.
Who would have thought, Craig, 4 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders would have a puncher's chance? Oh, my gosh.
Not I.
Not me either.
And I wouldn't have been mad about it. That's the thing. Like, hey, just be interesting. And that's good. That's good enough for me. Yeah. Maybe not good enough that we think that you're a legitimate contender to win a playoff game. But like, that's when we define these things initially. Like, it's, would you be surprised if they were in the Super Bowl? If the answer is no, then they go in prime contender. Would you be surprised if they won a playoff game? If the answer is no, but they're not really a Super Bowl contender, then they go in puncher's chance. And I think that's where the Commanders are right now. If they win the NFC East and then beat a wild card team and then lost to the Packers, the Vikings, obviously the Lions, the 49ers, like, I think that's feasible. It's, again, is it the most likely outcome? No. But is it feasible? Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Craig. You saying all of this, it's got me very, very, very optimistic. And I need to tread lightly.
It's just, hey, it wouldn't surprise me as of how they played right now. Things can change.
Yes.
This league changes very quickly. Ask the Bills.
Man.
Bills were the best team in football until they went into Baltimore and got absolutely dump trucked.
Yep.
It's a week-to-week league. But. Peaks,
valleys.
But. So far, pretty good. Clint Yates joins us next. He's got questions for me about the Commanders. He's talking about them on Around the Horn. So we'll see what Yates has for me next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.